Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly. Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Matty Gladden Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged bourbon is double-pot distilled and non-chill filtered, and has a full-bodied mouthfeel with eucalyptus, molasses, clove, ginger, and slight citrus, as well as grains of paradise. The finish is long and reappearing on the back of the tongue with notes of pepper, tobacco leaf, and mint cream. All of our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly. And be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
All right, everybody, welcome to another podcast of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. I am Tiny of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. We're kind of doing a Tiny solo. Every once in a while, I do a solo. We're doing this Facebook Live. Welcome, everybody, on Facebook Live. Welcome, everybody, on YouTube. And then also welcome, everybody, on all the podcast formats. Remember, we are the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. www.scotchybourbonboys.com for everything Scotchy Bourbon Boys. I'm going to pull this out. I'm just don't know why, but I should be able to do this without... All right, because I forgot my Glencairn. We taste in the classic Scotchy Bourbon Boy Glencairns. You can get one of those Glencairns on the website. But while you're at the website, for everything that's Scotchy Bourbon Boys, check out our Patreon, top right-hand corner. Hit that Patreon button. Soon we're going to be doing barrel picks, and we're going to have a barrel pick program up on Patreon. And that's coming, but we haven't done our first. June 9th is our first barrel pick at Knob Creek with Sandy No, Freddie's mom. And Fred's wife. So that's going to be pretty, that's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully that
podcast. A lot of fun. Oh,
there hopefully you go. There, that, not that I want, yeah. I turned it up for the music, but down. All right, there we go. So that's going to happen. Like I said, all podcast formats, Instagram, check us out, Scotchy Bourbon Boys, Facebook group, join the Scotchy Bourbon Boys Facebook group, like the page, and then also, we are on TikTok and also YouTube. But no matter what you do, listen, like, subscribe, and comment. All that helps out as far as how the algorithm goes out. We appreciate all the support. It's really kind of cool to be going out into the world and having people start to recognize us. We're pretty excited about that. It's kind of fun when someone comes up and shows you a video or a part of a podcast off of YouTube that they absolutely love. That happened to me this morning when I was waiting in line for the Booker's. But I did get this Ronnie's batch of Booker's, and this is going to be a lot of fun. Booker's is one of my favorite bourbons, and it's the original, not the... It's the first bottle that I bought where I went from what I, you know, when in the 1980s, when everybody was drinking Jack Daniels and Jim Beam, those were the top shelf bourbons. When you walked into the bar and you ordered a Jack Daniels in 1987, or you ordered a Jim Beam, you were ordering top shelf whiskey. That just was kind of what it was. Then when Booker brought this in the 90s, and the 90s started to happen, you started seeing different whiskeys start to show up on the that were top. You know, some of the stuff, E.H. Taylor, Blanton's in 1984 was the first single barrel, but really didn't take off till mid-90s, I'd say. And when you're talking about the 90s, when it was just starting to come back, and then when you hit the early 2000s, and you started to see the Colonel Taylors and the Weller, and that, so Basil Hayden was 32, and E.H. Taylor was 35, and you would, like, those became the top shelf. But when I was doing this, when I first started doing this, Booker's, I believe it was actually, I want to say Kitchen Table was out, and I couldn't find it. Didn't understand how Booker's worked, how it batched. I just knew that I saw it in the box, and I kind of loved the story behind Booker's, where if you read up on it, Booker, you know, he basically decided to let people drink the bourbon the way he tasted it in the rickhouse by picking out barrels, mixing them, tasting them, and before you proofed it down. Now, early on, when you're talking about Elmer T. Lee and you're talking about Booker and you're talking about Jimmy Russell, there's a couple things that you that when you watch some of the older videos or talk to Fred or, you know, talk to Jimmy, they didn't think that if they put out cask strength bourbon, that people would actually drink it at cask strength. What they thought was that you could get this and you could put it on the rocks, or you could add your own water and proof it to the proof that you wanted to proof it. They weren't thinking what would happen today is, you know, they just weren't sure, but they weren't thinking at all that people would be drinking cask strength 125, 133, 100, you know, 17, 19 proof, and they would be drinking it neat. That's just not what they thought would happen, but that's what has happened. And some of the most flavorful bourbons and Booker, but with Booker's and rare breed, and then you just get into some of the cask strength Michters and some of the cask strengths that are out there, that all the, I mean, some of the single barrel cask strengths that are out there are just fantastic. One of the things I'm excited about this Knob Creek pick is that it's going to be 120 proof, which is pretty much almost cask strength. It's not, but it's almost, so you're not adding too much water to the actual bourbon when you make that barrel pick. But without anything else, if you guys on Facebook want to comment, I did save the, I'm looking at the, watching for the chats. I do know that sometimes you, if you comment, if you're watching in any other group, know that I can't monitor all the groups and all the comments, but if you come to Jeffrey Mueller or the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, you'll be able to comment and I'll be able to see what you're saying. So I'm going to check out real quick the Scotchy Bourbon Boys here. Let's take a look. I'll go down to here, go to groups and check out, see if anybody on the Scotchy Bourbon Boys is commenting on the actual live feed. Nothing there. All right. Anyways, so with that, I'd like to, great thing about the Booker's, all the Booker's now, they come in this box. And this is an awesome box. You can see my Booker's behind us. I've got a good amount. I have a nice collection. If I like a Booker's, usually what happens is I buy another bottle because that bottle's going to get drank pretty, pretty quick. And, you know, it's like you want, if it's a really good batch, you definitely want to
stay with us. We'll be right back.
You still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Nah, man.
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man. I'm trying to get them on there. We all artists, man.
Bro, me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I gotta lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
Here we go. I'm back up. You definitely want to get that bottle so you have it for the future, because some of that is just so delicious. And then when I was buying all the different batches, I realized that some batches are better. And lately, I think since I believe Pigskin of that would have been 2020, the last batch, and then all the batches last year, and then this is the first batch this year, I haven't tasted it, folks. It's not open, but it comes with that this box. Some people actually, you can see how it comes up, and there it is. But some people use the boxes once the bottle's empty to use it as a smoking for smoking drinks, where you take a small chip, and set it on fire, but blow it out. Put it in there with your glass. It'll smoke up in there, catch the smoke. You drop the cover and pull it out, and you've got a smoked old fashioned. So this has actually been used as a smoking box. I've seen that. But it's also just an awesome storage. But then it also comes with positioning in the rickhouse and the story behind the bourbon. So in this case, I'll start off before I open it. We'll put this back over here. And before I open this, I'm going to give you guys a little history on Ronnie's batch. And let's go forward. Quick do this. Yeah, right. Let's do that. Turn the light on. We got that. Wipe, swipe up. Back to that. All right. So this is 62.15 proof, which is 124.3 proof. 6 years, 11 months, 22 days. Almost 7 years old, people. The first release of Booker. Okay, so the first release of Booker's Bourbon 22 collection is Booker's Batch 2201, Ronnie's Batch. This batch is named in honor of Ronnie Land, a longtime employee at the Jim Beam Clermont and Boston, Kentucky plants. When my dad, Booker No, was master distiller during his 40-year career at Jim Beam, he worked way up to, oh my God, let's When my dad, Booker No, was master distiller during his 40-year career at Jim Beam, he worked his way up to warehouse manager position. Ronnie was always known to shoot straight with Dad, and Dad put a lot of trust in him because of that. Ronnie was responsible for keeping inventory of aging barrels, a key part of the bourbon-making process. Back then, we had to track barrel quantities and locations by hand. No computers for that. And Ronnie knew it all by heart. He also knew exactly where Dad preferred to store his namesake Booker's barrels. And in time, he was trusted to prepare the samples for Dad to evaluate for the next batch. Once Ronnie sent me home with a box of small Booker samples for Dad to taste. When Dad saw the samples, he said they weren't big enough to get a proper sense of the whiskey. So what did Ronnie do? He went back into the warehouse and prepared samples that were notably bigger. Dad was more than pleased, and that became the standard sample size Ronnie gave us from then on, and still the size that Freddie and I use today. Dad always had final sign-off when it came to his Booker's bourbon, but he knew he was working with barrels that met his standards when they were under Ronnie's watchful eye. Dad valued Ronnie's dedication, work ethic, and honestly, and because of dad. Because of this, he would be proud to honor Ronnie with a batch of his own. I hope you enjoy a glass alongside close family and friends. That's Fred Noe, seventh generation master distiller. And a shout out to Freddie, who last week was named co-master distiller. His son, well-earned Freddie. And cheers to you. All right. So we went over the Booker's is the Jim Beam mash bill. And let's see. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I'm going to flip off the light real quick. There we go. The Jim Beam mash bill, that's one of them. Here we go. I'll just quick whip this one out. I'm pretty sure it's 78% corn. Here we go. I'm right here. I'm just looking it up really good so I don't mess up, because I am classic for messing up. Here we go. There we go. Let's see if it just gives this to me. All right, it's in order. No, it's not good. That didn't give it to me. So let's see if we can. What is? Oh, there we go. It 77% corn, 13% rye, and 10% malted barley. There you go. I was able to pull that one off. I knew it was close. It's high in corn. But so with that said, let's check out this Booker's. I will open it. This is going to be a neck pour, but I have ways of making sure that the neck pour, we've podcasted on the neck pour. I'll put this box down here. Well, beautiful presentation in this bottle. I mean, so you can see it right there. You got the B for the beam, the wax. You've got the label. Everybody on Facebook, there you go. You can see that. And then you've got the note that Booker hand wrote on his first bottle. It's still there. And I believe, I believe this is still the same note. And it's pretty cool. So I'm going to open it. I love to open bottles with the wax. It's just kind of that fresh crack seal kind of thing that happens. But there we go. And here we go off of this. You're going to hear a nice. Yep, I love that. We are not. This is not a real cork. I believe it's, yep, it's the composite corks. They seal better. Oh, it smells so good. But we're going to let that breathe a little bit. I always like to let the air come out for a little bit. This lets it, lets the, so when you put whiskey into a bottle and you seal it, there's a certain amount of oxidation in the neck that happens, but some of the undesirable, what would you say, what's left in the whiskey will actually come out of the whiskey into the air, will take it out, and it will sit in there. It's got to be, first it's bottled, sits at the warehouse, and then it's picked up on a truck, sugar round a little bit, and then delivered to the warehouse in Green here at Ohio Liquor, and then from there heads to your liquor store. And then once it's on in, delivered to the liquor store, they got to put it on the shelf. And then it sits there on the shelf. And so while it's, and then you buy it and it's in all that, all those undesirables, I'd like to say, which make up a neck pour, have come out. And if you let that air out, it still smells. This one smells delicious, folks. And then you put the cap back on. I like to then tip the bottle over. This way, all the stuff that was sitting on the top that was in contact with that air and that whiskey that was there, it now has diluted after it aired out and it's new air. Then you basically mix the bourbon up and you eliminate therefore the neck pour. Now, I'm not going to sit there and argue this point, but there's a lot of people out there that believe in the neck pour, and there's a lot of people that don't, but I'm a one that I have let bourbon sit and it gets better, and I'm 100% going to go with the neck pour as the neck pour. So here we go. I'm going to pour a nice pour because I'm excited. Once again, pouring in the pouring into my wonderful Glencairn. Booker's is always a deep, rich cover. You're talking almost seven years in the bottle, and it's cast strength. You can see that color. It's a mahogany, one of the richest, darkest colors. Now, one of the great things about a Glencairn is that when you spin the whiskey around in the Glencairn and then you can hold it up, you'll see that in this case, the whiskey is clinging to that glass. You don't get nothing's. I'm showing you right now on this thing, and we're waiting for the legs to hit. And you can see this ring right up at the top here. And that is how sticky and the viscosity and that this whiskey has. I mean, we're not pulling any legs. Oh, there we go. We're just starting to get some legs on the bottom. Let's see if I can show you that. Are we starting to get it? I mean, there they are. You can see it right there. That's how they start forming the long legs of the whiskey going back in, but it sticks. It's just got such a nice body to it. So, sorry, folks who are listening, you could imagine all that whiskey just clinging to my Glencairn and then slowly running back into this dark mahogany colored pool of whiskey. I mean, so from the standpoint of the visual standpoint, almost I've not seen a Booker's not measure up to what a great bourbon is. I just haven't. Now, tonight, you can see I'm representing myself with my Booker's t-shirt. I've got that baby on. Let's just kind of pull that out. Yeah, there we go. We got Booker's. And I got to say, this is one of my more favorite bourbons. And this day, I look forward to. I love the fact that I'm podcasting. There's not a lot of podcasts on Booker's 2022 yet, so this one, everybody on Facebook Live, you're probably seeing this for the first time, somebody doing a review on the Booker's. Now, one of the nice things about a Glencairn, Martin Duffy, he is the Glencairn glass representative for North America. Plus, he's also a Scotchy Bourbon Boy. Shout out to Martin. He's the one that allowed us to get that logo right there. And I travel around to a lot of different bars and restaurants and whatnot. And for some reason, they're always trying to tell me that they can't afford the expense. But I'm here to tell you, I'm the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, this little bourbon podcast that we are. And we've been able to afford, if we can afford putting our logo on, pretty much anybody who owns and has the money for a bar or a restaurant, they could do it. I introduce everybody to Martin Duffy. So if you're looking for, you're a group or you're a bar, restaurant, you're anything that you love whiskey and you want your logo onto the Glencairn, Martin Duffy's the guy, and check him out on Facebook because he is a super awesome human being. We've had him on the podcast a couple times, had the honor of meeting Martin, and love you, brother. All right, So for all the Facebook people out there and all the YouTubers already get it and whatever, but everybody on Facebook Live, know that the sponsors, they're sponsors of our show, the Logstill Distillery, Wally, Lynn, and Charlie Dant support us from the beginning, and they are doing some amazing things in Gethsemane. But what's coming up real soon, June 9th, or actually June 10th and 11th, is the Bourbon Barbecue competition going on, the Bardstown Bourbon Barbecue Competition run by the Kentucky Bourbon Festival. And it's going to be at the Logstill Distillery at their newly opened event center. We, the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, are going to be there representing the Scotchy Bourbon Boys and promoting everything that is the barbecue, bourbon, and Logstill and Kentucky Bourbon Festival. So go to the KentuckyBourbonFestival.com website. Tickets are available. They're reasonable. This is a there's a lot of fun for the whole family there. So check that barbecue competition out. I believe Friday is going to be the distilleries are going to be competing. And then Saturday, the national barbecue teams are coming in to compete. So this should be a pretty awesome weekend, but look forward to also the Scotchy Bourbon Boys going down to Kentucky Bourbon or going down to the Logstill Distillery for, and working with the Kentucky Bourbon Festival and the Logstill Distillery. But cheers to Lynn and Wally Dan. But then also the Spirit of French Lick. You can't say enough to what's happening with Alan Bishop and the friend that he has become to the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. He is a world-class master distiller, distilling in French Lick, Indiana, but also basically educating the world on the history of Indiana bourbon. Plus, he's got, we are going to the opening Saturday, June 25th. He has a documentary by Bo Cumberland, who basically, it's called The Alan Bishop Experience. You got to, when that comes out, hopefully it'll be on some YouTube and Netflix and all that. So you're going to have to check out The Alan Bishop Experience. The Scotchy Bourbon Boys are in it, so we're excited. So shout out to the Spirit of French Lick and all that Alan is doing and all the spirits. I mean, one of my favorites, the wheat bourbon, William Dalton, just one of my favorite bourbons out there right now. So Got that part ready to go. Cheers to our sponsors. And let's go. Now, we have a barrel rating system on for the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. And the barrel rating system is called the Barrel Bash. Let me grab this real quick. I should have been a little bit more set up, but I got it here. I disappeared on Facebook. I'm going to put that barrel where it's supposed to go, right down here. Up the Booker's. Let's put the Booker's a little back further. Put the barrel back right in its position right here. We use our bung hammer. I got this from Wilderness Trail at the barrel pick that we did for Kentucky Bourbon Festival. I picked this up, and this is our barrel bash rating system. So we have four categories that we have evolved for the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. And one of the categories is nose, taste, body, and finish. Now, it's a total of 18 points. And how do we get there? Because I believe the nose, the most you can score it is a 4. I believe the taste is a little bit more important, so we allow it to have 5, up to 5 barrel bashes. I also believe that the body is important, but not as important as the taste. So I believe that that's a 4 category. And then the finish, which is a very important category because it's what's left in your mouth when it's all over. We go with 5 points for that, for a total of 18. But we always have that one category that can be exceptional that you can give it a bump up or a butt up up. So it's a total of, you can score it 19 out of 18 if you really love the bourbon. All right, so we talked about how the viscosity of it. Now let's give this a nose. Caramel, that Jim Beam peppiness, but there's an ale aspect to it that I'm nosing. A wheat, there's just tons of caramel, a little bit of peanut, a little bit of pepper spice. Similar to it's a classic Booker's nose. There's no doubt about it. Oh, just wonderful. I'm so excited. It's been, I believe the last release was November. So we're talking December, January, February, March, April, May, almost June. It's almost 7 months with no Booker's releases. It's this exciting. All right. So when you're nosing in a Glencairn, it's a tulip shape. So that takes all those aromas and condenses them at the top. But if you're pulling in, you put your nose at the bottom, which most people do, or in the middle. Now you have a dominant nostril tonight. My left nostril. Although I picked up a little bit of vanilla off my right nostril. More caramel and peanut off my left. Now that's at the bottom. But if you ever want it, you come up off the bottom and then smell to the top of the rim. And at the top of the rim, you can get other flavors. Like, I'm getting a little bit of oak off that top, off the top when I'm nosing it. All right, so let's give it. It's exciting. Let's taste this bad boy. Cheers to Ronnie's batch. Wow. Now, no, my palate just went into palate shock because 100% palate shock because I'm drinking a barrel. This is my first pour of the evening, and we're talking 9:45 at night. So let's give it another. This one, there's some heat to this one. The hug, there's some heat. Now, I have to be careful because I've been known with barrel strengths to swallow incorrectly and have it just inhaled into my lungs. I think it's I'm trying to clean my lungs out or something, but hopefully I don't do that tonight. Wow. That is an interesting batch. It's delicious, but not classic. Here's what I'm getting. Front palate, the tip of my tongue, tons of caramel. Then as you do your Kentucky Chew and it goes over the top of your mid palate, expands into your cheeks, goes underneath your tongue, and there's a little bit of peanut that's there. But then as it goes to the back palate, it's not pepper, it's cinnamon, like a cinnamon, like red hot. And then what's left is, this is delicious, but it's hot. It's a hot barrel proof. And it's not spicy, not peppery. It's hot, like a cinnamon, red hot, hot. And that's not a lot of times normal that those aren't flavors or tastes that I always get off of Booker's. So that is really, really a nice, let me give it another taste. God, even the hug is hotter. Oh, wow. This one is a heat. There's heat to this one. And it's not too strong, but it's stronger than any heat I've ever had off of Booker's. And a lot of times when you're drinking whiskey and there's this heat and it's got it doesn't have that cinnamony taste. It has more, it comes off as harsh, but this is not coming off as harsh at all because of that cinnamon red hot kind of thing that's going on. And I'm just, there's a little bit of leather and tobacco on the finish, but still the peanut aspect is there along with the heat. So that is really unique. So let's give this a barrel bash rating. Once again, I'm a little biased to the Booker's, but you know, there was a couple batches that back in, I believe it was the Boston batch that was, I mean, as far as a whiskey goes, it was good, but it wasn't exceptional like the Booker's had been. And that's just was my opinion. A lot of it stayed on the shelf for, you know, you were able to pick that batch up. I have the batch And now that it's sat for a little bit, it's actually picked up some nice flavor. But this isn't one of those. This is one I'm already right on top of this one. And Ronnie's batch is, it's going to be, I think people are really going to like this. This appeals to a lot of different people, a lot of different palates. It's got the heat that the proofmongers love. You know, they just love that proof. It's just kind of like you can't say anything about that one. I believe it's 124 point. Is it 124.3? Yeah. 124.3. That gives everybody the proof they want. This has the big body and the proof that everybody should want, but it also drinks. It has some flavors in it that are just delicious that aren't that normal Booker's flavor. It's like that. I just don't always get that. I've never gotten the cinnamon, I don't believe, off of it. Let's see if I get it again. It's delicious. And the cinnamon, it goes caramel, butterscotch, a little bit of peanut and cinnamon. And how many, and now the cinnamon's going to the back. I'm not getting any. Yeah, that's quite delicious. All right, so let's give this a barrel bash. I'm going to start off with the nose. Top score, it can be a 4. I do love this, the nose is pretty much the only thing right now that ties it to Jim Beam. It has a really nice Jim Beam. There's Beam there. There's Beam on it. It's a signature product. But at the same time, there's caramel, a little bit of oak, and I'm getting a little pepper. A peppery smell. There's no astringent flavors at all. So I'm going to give the nose a 3. Now, we'll do the taste. This is easy. Out of 5, caramel. That is a complex Booker's. I'm going to give it a 5. So we're 8 out of 8 there, but, or 8 out of 9. 8 out of 9. I am going to give the body on this, it's not a butt up for the body, but this is, it's all there. It's all there, folks. Up, down, around, over, under. I'll give the body a 4. All right. So here we are at the finish. I've never had peanuts and cinnamon red hots before, but I now have. Wow, that is a classic, delicious pour. I'm going to tell you, I think this would, I'm not a huge fan. I love to drink things neat, but this probably if you put this on a cube and you make this cold, it gets even better. I'll have to try that and get back to you afterwards. But the finish, I am going to put down, I'm going to give this finish, it's long. I still have a hug. I still have a cinnamony peanut taste. This will probably, if I didn't eat anything the rest of the night and I went upstairs and, you know, in about an hour laid down, I'd think that this taste would still be there. It's that long. So I'm going to give this finish a 5. This is a really good bourbon. This is a really good Booker's. So I give Booker's, Ronnie's batch, 17 out of 18 tonight. So there we are with that. Now, That brings us to the part of the podcast. I like to, you know, go over things, a little bit of what's happening with the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. One of the things that's happened, you know, there's a bunch of things. We talked a little bit about being down at the Scotchy Bourbon Boys are going to be at the barbecue, June 10th and 11th at Log Still Distillery, put on Kentucky Bourbon Festival. If you're in the area, come and stop by, say hi. Now, a couple other things. Hopefully, I was pretty excited. I'm working on bringing Fred Minnick onto the podcast. I don't know if we're going to do it live or if we're going to do it Zoom meeting or what at this moment, but I've had a little bit of contact with Fred, and he said he would be happy to come on. So we're working on getting that. So look forward to that going into the future. Also, overall, hopefully I'll be on a couple more Kentucky Bourbon Festival picks coming up in the next couple weeks. Then also, we just were on a 40 barrel pick for the state of Ohio that we picked 34 of the 40 barrels, and it is Old Elk, and you got to look forward to that coming out because they are going to be releasing that those in sections. They've got finished bourbons, they've got a weeded bourbon, they've got their barley bourbon, and then also they've got a weeded, just a wheat whiskey that we pick from. So look forward to all that coming out in the state of Ohio coming up. But then also remember, Kentucky, you can get your tickets to the barbecue. They're still available. And then also Kentucky Bourbon Festival. Still general admission tickets are available. Go to the KentuckyBourbonFestival.com website. Get your tickets and hang out with us. We are going to be there Thursday night, Friday all day, Saturday all day, and Sunday all day. You can stop by. We will be on Media Row podcasting with the distillers and anybody, you know, the people that are visiting the festival, and we are going to be doing it all through the festival. Right now, we have a Scotchy Bourbon Boys bus tour booked for Wednesday, September 14th. It looks like all the tickets are sold. We're just waiting for a couple more people to lay down. We've had to pay for it early, so we're just waiting for people to lay down the cash. But if any other tickets become available, check out future podcasts, and we'll let you know. We don't know if everybody's going to be able to make it, but hopefully, we have Alan Bishop coming on. Bo Cumberland is going to be doing all the filming of the bus tour and everything for the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, so we can put together a really good YouTube front and then video for our website. So we're excited about that, to have that day documented by Bo Cumberland. And that just should be a fantastic event. We are going to three different distilleries, Jim Beam, Lux Row, and the Bardstown Bourbon Company. So those three distilleries, we're going to be getting tours, tastings. Greg Schneider is going to be leading the tour at the Bardstown Bourbon Company. He just was on Whiskey Live. Remember, also every second and fourth Friday of the month, Whiskey Live. We taste any kind of bourbon that you want. We take suggestions. Anybody have suggestions, let us know. Sometimes we pick your suggestions. This last one was Island Rooster by Chicken Cock, because we had Greg Schneider on. That was just last night. Shout out to Greg for being such a good fan of the podcast. And then also, June 9th is our first barrel pick at Jim Beam. It's going to be a Knob Creek pick. So once we've done the pick, I'll have the details on how everybody can get, you know, in on this pick. There will be a good amount of bottles available for everybody to buy. We're planning to do a voucher style type thing, so that everybody can get in on our pick. And then Another one that we're working hard right now to make happen is in September. I believe it would be the Tuesday, the 12th. We're going to try and do a William Dalton barrel pick at the Spirit of French Lick, Alan. So I've started the ball and the process running. So if anybody's out there and they're going to be interested in that weeded bourbon by Spirit of French Lick, I'm going to be hopefully bringing up a barrel of it up to the Ohio area, and that will be available also. So everybody kind of get excited because those two picks are going to be amazing. I look forward to them. When you get to pick with people that are part of the distillery and the master distillers and whatnot, it's a really good time. And also the bourbon that you're picking from is some top notch barrels. And I look forward to both those picks. And then any more Ohio picks or Kentucky Bourbon Festival picks. That's just such a great time when you go down there. So a lot's happening with the podcast. Make sure you, whatever you're listening to or what you're on, that you like, listen, comment, and subscribe. Make sure. Oh, and then also we've got new cards and a new banner coming up soon. I can't wait to get that out there. But I have one last thing to put out now on this Booker's Ronnie's Batch. This is part of the card where they tell you, hopefully I can do this a little bit better now that I have a little bit of whiskey in me and I'm right there for it. But the batch is made up of four production dates that were aged in five different warehouses. The breakdown of barrel storage for Booker's Ronnie's Batch is as follows. 4% came from the third floor of 7-story warehouse 5. 7% came from the fourth floor of 9-story warehouse D. 15% came from the fifth floor of 7-story warehouse I. 26% came from the fifth floor of 7-story warehouse Q. And 48% came from the fifth floor of 7-story warehouse C. This batch has a nice color and a rich vanilla aroma with hints of brown spice that you can enjoy even before you sip. The whiskey has a sweet taste that comes from the time spent aging in our unique Kentucky climate. It was a brisk, cold day when I selected this batch, but the warm and pleasant finish made it an ideal pour as we leave behind these cooler months. I know my father would be so proud to name this batch after Ronnie, as he was sure to make Booker's just like Dad wanted. Fred No Beam 7th. There you go. So that warmth that he's talking about is like that I'm getting is that cinnamon spice. So that's really kind of cool, I thought. But you get that back information on the bottle. You get this. I believe Booker's right now was $89.99 when I first bought my bottle. I want to say it had to be four years ago. And that would have been at the time, I believe I paid $84.99. So I paid as much as $95.99. And but $89.99 is the cheaper aspect of what it was lately. So it's definitely worth that. This is a good Booker's. If you like Booker's, you are going to, it's unique and different, but still it's got the Booker's aspect to it. So I rated it a 17 out of 18. I love Booker's. I can't deny that. I'm probably not, this is my, you know, jam right here. Booker's is everything that I want in a bourbon. It's got packaging, the labeling, the backstory, and it's got the bourbon to back it all up. So when you're talking about what I love about bourbon in general, as far as everything that comes with bourbon and how it works, Booker's is it for me. I mean, we are talking, The No family is fantastic. They're out there. They're available. They display their story. They don't have to tell it as much as it just is part of history. and just having Sandy know, be a part of our Facebook group and our podcast and all that she's done for the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, and getting to know her and her family and the great people that they are. This covers it all. I got into it. If you look online, you could see my painting that I did of Booker's with Booker in it. It's got Fred and Freddie, and then also Mila Kunis. She's in it, and then it's got Booker's, and it's got Baker's, and Jim Beam all through it with the barrel pouring out into the Booker's. I mean, overall, and that hangs in Fred and Sandy Noe's kitchen, and it's such an honor to be a part of everything that's here. I'd have to say I'm giving an honest critique of this. I loved it. It's right up there. So with that said, everybody, remember www.scotchybourbonboys.com. Check us out there. Go to all the major your favorite podcast formats. I just signed up for another one just recently. I want to be out there for everybody in all the places that love whiskey. So also Facebook, we're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys Facebook group and page. The group, get in on that. Lots of information on the group. Then there's Instagram. We've got the Scotchy Bourbon Boys and Scotchy Bourbon Boys Official, two Instagrams. We post things. The one posts a lot of the podcast stuff. The other one posts a lot of the bourbon stuff. And then we've got YouTube, which I'm working hard. We just got our QR code on our cards that take you right to the YouTube. So if you're at YouTube watching or you're listening to this podcast, please go to YouTube and subscribe. We are starting to gain a following on YouTube along with all the podcast formats. And then also TikTok. We're doing Facebook Reels. We're doing YouTube Shorts. I mean, we got it going, folks. So once again, remember, good bourbon equals good times and good friends. And remember, everybody, go out there and live your life dangerously. Good night. Oh, I did it again.
Oh, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the arts.